We'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight, and it's from the Chicago Street Theater with their upcoming production, one that was actually conceived by Joan Mantegna. Maybe people don't realize that that was a Chicago-based show, and it was at the Organic Theater, and that's some of the history of it. Mantegna was very instrumental in doing a lot of things like the musical Working and things like that. But we're going to talk about something for all you Cubs fans out there called Bleacher Bums, and it's a great show. It's being directed by Michael Glorioso. We've had him on before. He's talked about the different shows. So, Michael, welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight to tell us all about Bleacher Bums and maybe some of the other things going on at Chicago Street Theater.
Well, it's good to be here. Welcome. Glad to be back.
We're glad to have you on.
Yeah, so Bleacher Bums was, you know, it's like you said, it's a Chicago-based thing. There was we did a trivia contest to announce our season very recently. And the one of the questions was, it's like, people are going to be fans of this show, and the other people that aren't are Sox fans. So that's one of the things. It's definitely a lot of Cubs fans, and a lot of Cubs fans who are diehard fans are fans for the fact that they love the Cubs. They're not always winners, but they do try their hardest, and that's kind of at the source of the show. It's you know, being a fan for the sake of being a fan and really finding the love of supporting your team, supporting each other. There's a lot of different things that kind of go into that as well. So it's not only is it just about sports, it's also about supporting each other and really, really rooting for your team, whether they're a winner or a loser.
That's true. Well, the history of the Cubs, especially when this was written, was they were not winningest team and everything. And of course, I'll admit I'm a Cubs fan, but when, like, for example, the White Sox were in the World Series, I was happy for them. I don't have that antagonism that exists. But anyway, let's tell us a little bit about what happens with the show a little bit in case somebody just has not seen it.
Well, it takes place on a bright, sunny day in Wrigley Field. It has been updated since the original version. The original version was back in the 70s, and they did two rewrites, and the most recent one was done in 1998. So they did update the players there, and right now that's vintage to us because it's 30 years old about almost. But they did update the players, but it is kind of taking these bleacher bums, the guys the guys and gals that sit in the bleachers and kind of bet on the game and talk about what's going on and all the kind of chaotic comic energy that goes on with it. There's also a lot of touching moments. There is one character who is blind they really don't go into the play a lot about when the character became blind, but loves the Cubs, listens to the transistor radio, knows all the players, knows what's going on, and about the people that kind of support him as well and keep them, make sure that they feel like they're part of the game as well. It's a really great touching story, and it goes through 9 innings of baseball. There's no intermission. But one thing that we are going to be doing that's a little bit unique is that we will be having like a typical baseball game, people going around in the audience actually selling hot dogs and Cracker Jacks and things. That's the plan to do that.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. So trying to make it feel like you are actually at a baseball game. So that's something that's unique that we're going to try to do with this production. Yeah. Try to do with this production.
And people that are not familiar with the bleachers, how are those different than like the traditional seats that you see? There was kind of a whole thing about that, but tell us the background of the bleachers and how some of the people that went there differed from the other people that was sat. And I guess you call them the old box seats.
Yeah. These are the cheap seats. These are the diehard fans. These are the ones, they don't care if they're up close to the field. They want to see the game. That's what they're there. They're there to see the game. They're there to participate in all the things that are involved with the game, heckling the other team, hot dogs, Cracker Jacks, beers, malts. They're there for the game and the joy of it. The camaraderie.
Well, they're in the sun and the rain too.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is a part of it. They're lucky to have it on a sunny day instead of it being in the rain or sometimes the snow. Sometimes we get in this area around the.
Is it still a tradition? And I think this is a real tradition, but I don't know if it's in the play. Is if the opposing team hits a home run into the bleachers, they throw the ball back on the field?
Yeah, it is in the play, and they talk about that at great lengths too, especially towards the end. There is one character that is just there for the money and bets against the Cubs any chance they get. And that does kind of play into the end of the show a little bit about, you know, I'll give you $100 for that ball and that, you know, you caught, but they throw it back last minute. But yeah.
How many actors in the show?
It has about 8 actors, 9 technically speaking, because there is a character that kind of comes in and out. And then and we are also, we did do some gender swapping of the cast as well. We got approval for that and everything, obviously. Nowadays, you gotta make sure that's approved. But it does make sense, especially with the concept of, you know, there are many female Cubs fans and diehard Cubs fans that are females that I know personally. So we wanted to make sure to identify them and give them the support and the love that they deserve through the show as well.
Yeah, Chicago Street Theater is also doing some other productions coming up. Tell us a little bit about that. And of course, at the end, we'll get back to how to get tickets and information.
Oh, yeah. We are really excited because we're doing the next show after this is Woman in Black, which is a show we've been wanting to do for quite a while. It was made popular by Daniel Radcliffe, the movie that was attached to it. And then we're doing two Christmas shows, Judy B. Jones Christmas, and then The Many Dates of Christmas, which is like a Hallmark movie, one-woman show, which is going to be pretty fun. And then we're doing What She Wore in our studio space.
Well, Michael, that's all the time we have. That's the Chicago Street Theater, Michael Glorioso, who's the director of Bleacher Bums. And that'll be running Friday, August 16th through Sunday, August 25th. Tickets are $22 and seniors and discounts all around there. Michael, thank you so much for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Michael.
Art in the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by McCauley Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.